worthy to be praised. Let us praise his name in the dance. Tell the person beside you, if you've been through what I've been through, you dance too. You just don't know. Bless you. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. The Right Reverend Minister Dr. John Fox on the organ. Let's give God praise for him. John, come with that old Waterway song. I haven't heard that song almost since the days of Bishop R.C. Lawson, establishmentarian and founder of the Church of Our Lord Jesus Christ Incorporated. Amen. We thank God for everybody this morning. He is worthy. You better praise him, y'all. I wish I knew how to use my camera. I put her on YouTube. I wish I knew how to use it. I would put her on YouTube. She put everybody else on YouTube, but somebody ought to YouTube her. Come on for about 30 seconds. Come on. For about 30 good seconds. So worthy to be praised. You know, to see Brother Calvin dancing, he just lost his twin. Everybody ought to be able to dance. Amen. Just about a week or so ago, Brother Calvin lost his twin. Amen. But we're thankful to God that God is faithful. Tell somebody, when you can dance in the midst of your pain, when you can dance in the midst of your grief, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall. Somebody that know God is a God of comfort, tell the person beside you, did you know? Do you know that God is a God of comfort? Those that sow in tears shall reap in joy. Come on, tell somebody you won't cry always. Weeping may endure for a season. Tell somebody, but joy cometh in the morning. And if you never cry, you'll never experience God drying the tears from your eyes. For every child of God, there's a promise for crying. God will wipe the tears from your eyes. Somebody throw your hands up and tell the Lord, thank you. In spite of what we've been going through. Amen. I give the name of the Lord praise. This morning I was up early and the Lord spoke to me and just gave to me to share with you not having negative thoughts, but believing that you can. And take advantage of every opportunity to do. What did I say? Take advantage of every opportunity to do. Do what you can do. Are you with me? Don't let the Bible be a cliche to you. Walter said a lot of good things this morning, and you need to learn practical application. I'm going to tell y'all something, too. Listen to this. You want to be a tither, and you want to be a giver, and you want to be a member of this church because there's benefits with being a member. But you have to be in covenant or be in relationship. If you're in covenant and you're in relationship with this church, it is absolutely nothing we won't do for you. Don't matter. Just tell the person beside you, memberships have benefits. Membership have benefits, but it's so important for you to be in place. Are you with me? And if you be in place, you get the full benefit of what the ministry really represents. I want to say this, write this down and never forget it. To the faithful, God is faithful, and Pastor Williams is faithful. You will not be faithful to this ministry and I not be faithful to you. Are you with me? Now understand this. The race isn't given to the swift, and neither is the battle to the strong, but to him that what? Tell the person besides you got to be willing to go all the way. Praise God. Are you hear what I'm saying? What I did is important, but what I'm doing is more important. So don't, you didn't hear what I said. What I did is good. That's in the past. But what I'm doing is right now. So all of us in here need to be doers. Are you with me? See, God causes men to give to his bosom. And I've never had a need that God didn't supply. I don't know who I'm talking to this morning. Touch the person beside you and tell them, say, if it's a need, God will supply it. If God doesn't supply it, I don't need it. None of us have never had need. As a matter of fact, when it's a need, it's easy. It's easy. It's easy when it's a need than it is when you really desire something or you want something. Because when you want something, you desire something, you need to check your walk out. Because God will withhold no good thing from them that walk upright before. But he will supply all of our needs. He supply all of our needs. Are you hear what I'm saying? According to his riches and glory. So I said that to say, touch the person beside you and tell them, say, we got more than enough. Are you with me? And always realize that you have more than enough. Amen. Because God is a God that's more than enough. But what I want you to know is whatever I ask you to do, believe that you can do it. Are you with me? Put forth an effort to do it. Amen. And watch what God do. Sometimes we'll never see the effectiveness of God in our lives until we act on what we know. I didn't get too many amens on that. Are you with me? Because all of us have greatness in us and we have unlimited potential. Everybody say unlimited potential. And you don't know who will cross your path and who is a part of your destiny. Amen. That God will allow to come across your path that will be a blessing to you, praise God, during your course of life. So what I've learned is that every one of us in here need to stop believing we can't do things. We need to get rid of old defeating thoughts through a process of reconstruction. Begin the process of mental cleansing with the discipline of memorizing scripture. I taught you years ago, there are three things you need to do when it comes to getting your mind together. You need to learn how to memorize, you need to learn how to personalize, and you need to learn how to analyze the scripture. Are you with me? Everybody say memorize, personalize, and analyze the scripture. Once you really do that, you begin the process of mental cleansing with the discipline of memorizing the scripture. Learn at least one scripture a week. What did I just say? I said, do what? If you learn one scripture a week, how many scriptures would you have learned in a year? Okay, listen. One a day is superb. One scripture a week will put you above average. Want me to show you why? How many of you memorize at least one scripture a week? Okay, you see what I'm saying? That'll put you above average because then but one person raised their hand. So if you start memorizing one scripture a week, I didn't say a day, you'll be above average. Discover God's word. Begin by setting up a strong strategy of assault with several victorious promises. Learn the things that God promises. Okay? First scripture that I gave this morning is 1 Corinthians 15, 57, and 58. Write these scriptures down. If you come to Bible class Wednesday night, I will give you a copy of the scriptures. But thanks be to God, which gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. How many of you have victory today? Now, I hope you do, because if you didn't, you just danced all over this place, and you leave out here, and the devil whip your hot pots. Are you hearing me? Don't dance today and be crying tomorrow because you ain't got something. Hello, somebody. Are you hearing what I'm saying? 1 Corinthians 15, 57, and 58. But thanks be to God, which gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know. How many of you know what you're doing for God is not in vain? Tell the person beside you, what I'm doing for God is not in vain. Are you with me? And note this too. A lot of us become easily discouraged because we don't have no word in us. It's important for you to get some word in you and to know what God promised. If you don't know what God promised, the devil will come to you and cause you to be very, very discouraged. And you need to get to the point and the place in your life where God have done enough for you. For you can encourage yourself. Anybody even know what I'm talking about? Amen. That you there come a time when you can't get around nobody or nobody will give you an encouraging word. Tell the person beside you, God should have been good enough to you for you to encourage yourself. Anybody in here can say that the Lord have brought you from a long ways? We sing the song and that we ought to encourage ourselves. You ought to encourage yourself in the Lord. If you look back over your life and think things over, how many of you can say your good outweigh your bad? How many of you can say if it hadn't been for the mercy of God, you wouldn't know where you are now? But God have been good to us. Are you with me? So be steadfast, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Are you with me? Proverbs 21:31 said, the horse is prepared against the day of the battle, but the victory is of the Lord. Are you with me? You victory is of God. God have given you victory. He's triumphed over death, hell, and the grave. Are you with me? He rose from the dead so you can live for him. And you already have the victory. Thanks be to God who gives us the victory. Are you with me? You have the victory. And God has blessed you with the day. And whenever he blesses you with the day, how many of you know he'll give you bread? If you thank him for the day, how many of you thank God for the day? I don't know about you, but and let me tell you this too. The older you get, the more you thank God for your day. Hello? And how many of you know the older you get, the more you can deal with stuff? Tell somebody, I've been through enough to learn how to just be quiet. I've been through enough to learn how to be thankful. Come on, somebody. Are you with me? I've learned how to be thankful. You see, young folks pick and choose it. Praise God. Pick and choose. Tell you what they want to eat and tell you what they don't want to eat. Come on, somebody. Are you hear what I'm saying? Tell you what you like and tell you what you don't like and haven't learned how to eat what's set before you and don't ask no questions. Come on, somebody. Are you hear what I'm saying? And I'm telling you this, too. People that tell you don't like stuff, let them get hungry. Hello, are you hear what I'm saying? And I don't know about nobody else. I live with people that just don't tell the truth all the time. Because people say that they don't like stuff, and I look in the refrigerator, and my stuff going all the time, the stuff that they say they don't like. Hello? And you ask them, why did you eat that? I thought you didn't like it. I got hungry. Tell the person beside you, when you get hungry, you eat food. Hello? I had people come to my house. People came to my house one time and said, they don't eat no pork. I looked, all of the pork chops and everything else was gone. Come on, somebody. What kind of ham is this? Chicken ham. You said you didn't like pork. Y'all ain't never had no chicken ham. Oh, please. Come on now. Hello? Come on. I don't buy with nobody. I just go by what people say. Brother told me I'm a Muslim and he's sitting there eating bacon. I said, I'm a licker. I eat bacon. Come on, y'all. Don't say what you don't do and what you won't do. You get hungry, y'all ain't saying nothing to me. Are you with me? Get hungry. Get hungry. And food get good to you. Nobody experienced it like college kids. Go to college and you had to take $5 and $10 and make stuff work. Everything worked. Vienna sausage, salami, bologna. Come on, somebody. Y'all ain't sardines. Come on, somebody. Y'all spam, crackers. Hello? Oodles and noodles is a delicacy. Oodles and noodles, ketchup and onions and a boiled egg, and you got a real meal. Y'all ain't saying nothing to me. Tell somebody, look where God brought us from. Thanks be to God would always cause us to triumph in Christ and make manifest the Savior of his knowledge by us in every place. Thanks be to God. Hey, look, God always calls us to triumph. You don't have to run from place to place. A lot of times we run somewhere to think we're going to get our blessing there. We got to go to this one or that one or the other one. You don't have to do nothing. You need to know wherever you are, God is. God will bless you wherever you are. Hello, because wherever you are, God is. How many of you know God is? And God is a reward of those that diligently seek him. Get your mind set straight. Reconstruct your mind by putting the word in your mind. Allow your mind to be cleansed, and then you'll see God do some things for you. I can do all things through Christ which strengthen me. Listen, God is the strength of your life. Hello? How many of you know God is the strength of your life?
Amen.
The Lord is my light and my salvation. The Lord is what? If the Lord is the strength of your life, then you're really never weak. And when you are weak, you can say you're strong because the Lord is the strength of your life. And either he is or he isn't. How many of you can say the Lord is the strength of your life?
Amen.
Yeah, and guess what? It is so true. Have you ever known the Lord to carry you and you didn't even know where you're going? I'm talking about the Lord carry you. You just out of your mind. You end up somewhere and you didn't even know how you got there. Come on. Are you hear what I'm saying? You ought to thank God because God is with us. He never forsakes us. He never abandons us. Are you with me? And he brings us through all kinds of stuff. Come on, somebody. I'm talking about God bring you through the stuff that people personally put you through. when people do things to harm you and say, I'm going to fix you. They walk out on you and leave you and say, you ain't never going to be nothing. And God would take a situation like that and turn you around and make you the head and not the tail. Hello, are you within? I make you the lender and not the borrower. Anybody in here know what I'm talking about? You've been abandoned before with nothing, but God delivered you and brought you out. You ought to throw your hands up and give God praise. You ought to throw your hands up and tell the Lord, thank you for abandonment and rejection. There are those of us that have been rejected all the way to the top. Your rejection have gotten you somewhere. And it's where you are now, where you are now, you thank God for all that you've been through. Hello, somebody. Are you with me? And the devil told you you wasn't going to come out. You wouldn't be able to stand, but touch somebody and tell them, say, in the midst of all that I've been through, tell somebody I'm still standing. Now, why don't you just stand up and put your hands on your hip? You ain't got to let your backbone slip. But put your hands on your hip and say, I owe this praise to the Lord because the Lord has brought me from a long way. Hello, somebody. And in the midst of all that I've been through, tell somebody, I'm still standing and I give him a worthy praise. You may be seated. 1 John 5:4 said, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. How many of you have been born of God? You are born again. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. And I come to tell you, God have dealt to every man the measure of faith. And everybody in here, praise God, nobody in here ought to not believe that you're going to make it. How many of you believe you're going to make it? Amen. That's why you came today to get more strength through the word. But how many of you know you're going to make it? Tell himself, for what I've been through now, I dare somebody that really went through hell last year, tell him, say, what I went through last year, that God brought me through. And do you know the devil intended for you to lose your mind? Hello? Did you know that? Did you know his whole intention was to take your mind? But in the midst of what you're going through, hello, you might have lost your mind, but you got your mind back. And now God is giving you peace. Tell somebody whose minds are stayed on him, those he'll keep in perfect peace. Tell somebody, I trust the Lord. And people that trust God respect other people. I'm going to say that again. People that trust God respect other people, and they ain't got to know everything, because if you trust God, God don't tell you everything. Hello? I have no question. Because we waiting to see what to do next. Tell somebody, he shall tell thee what thou oughtest to do. If you acknowledge God, God will direct your path. And if God is directing, just follow. Tell somebody, just follow him. Everything going to be all right. Everything going to be all right. Are you with me? And let me tell you something. Don't let nobody hype you up. Get hyped up because of what you know. Come on, somebody. 2014, the year of double blessings. No, 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 no. 2014, the year of more than double blessings. Unto him who's able to do exceeding abundant above that we ask. Tell somebody what God's getting ready to do for you. Suppose you needed more than double. Suppose you need more than triple. Hello? Unto him who's able to do way more than we ask a thing. Tell somebody, the Lord's getting ready to do way more for you than you imagine. Are you with me? Way more than you imagine. And then God turns around and gives us a vision. How many of you thank God for your ability to see? Woo-hoo! I want to ask you again, how many of you thank God for your ability to see? You see more than where you are. You see yourself better. You see yourself with more. Hello, somebody. Are you with me? If you don't see yourself with more, tell somebody, God see you with more. God don't see you with just enough. He see you with more than enough. Are you with me? And I want to say to everybody here, stop asking for just enough. Stop asking for just enough. Are you hear what I'm saying? Because if you keep asking for just enough, you'll get that. But I can't think of your name. I can't think of you. What's your name? You. You. Not Carolyn. You. What's your name? No. Nicole. I just forgot your name. You know I know you well. You say, how can I forget your name? But Nicole, stop asking for just enough. God is more than that. If you get just enough, you'll get what you need and nothing's left. But ask him for more than enough. How many of you know God can do more than we ask?